Wise weekly summary for the 22nd to 29th of April. Wise, because I want to be different to other astrologers. Other astrologers are telling everybody, you're fucked, you're screwed, this isn't a funny audio, this is serious. Other astrologers always want to say, you're doom and gloom, doom and gloom. We've got Mars and Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. And Pisces is a 12th star sign of the zodiac, which defines endings. Endings, 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 endings. And if you listen to other astrologers, they're telling you, it's going to be the end of the world, and especially the mayhem that's going on in Israel and the Middle East there. Do you think that they'd want to create the end of the world, eh? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Whilst the biblical prophecies define Jesus Christ, the Passover holidays, whilst blah, 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 it's almost self-fulfilling. They want to destroy the state of Israel. So how do the prime minister, how does the president, how do the people in Israel destroy their own country? Well, they can't do it themselves. That's a bit stupid. That's like committing suicide. So what you do is you attack a country who's going to attack you back. It's as simple as that. If you remember as a child and a teenager when you had the bullies in the school playground, if you ever wanted to get punched, if you ever wanted to cry, if you ever wanted to get hurt, you attack a bully. You're right. You attack something that's stronger than you, and you know, give him a punch, and he'll punch you back. So that's what the Israelis are doing. They're goading these Iranians to punch them back. So of course they're going to get into trouble. Of course they're looking for trouble. And I want to quote now from the Talmud and Xerxes. It actually says that the Jewish people, and it's known throughout history. I'll give you an example with the Judah Maccabees back with the Greek Empire. The Judah and Maccabees, the Jewish people were not physically strong people. They've never ever been physically strong people that would fight, take guns and bullets they're not Jewish people, aren't supposed to be fighters. Can you imagine the rabbis in Brooklyn and New York fighting, right? If you're walking through Brooklyn and New York, it's the safest district because Jewish people don't fight. They just don't fight back. You go through communities in London, in Antwerp, Jewish people don't fight back. It's the safest. It's always known to be safe because they don't have guns, they don't have bullets, they're not fighters. Back in the Greek Empire, back, I don't know, was that 2,000 years, 3,000 years ago, 2,500 years ago, when the Greeks were battling with the Jewish people and they actually destroyed the temple, the Judah Maccabees, a little band of Jewish people, managed to have a score of victory. They scored a victory against the Greek army. And just one little victory. So they make a whole festival about it called Hanukkah. The Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, is because this Judah Maccabees, this one group of Robin Hoods, they managed to fight back. Jewish people, when they have one little victory, it's a miracle because they're not known to be fighters. You could say also when we had the Six-Day War, 1967. The Six-Day War was a miracle because 6 days the Jewish people should beat. So that was an act of God because logically the Israelites, the Israelis in 1967, they should have lost the Six-Day War. Same with Yom Kippur War in 1973. They should have lost it, but they didn't lose it. It was a miracle. So it's Jewish people, when it comes to fighting, it's a miracle. Even the technology that they're using today, it's a miracle that people aren't being hurt and people aren't. But the key point is, they're God's chosen people. The Israelites are God's chosen people, and therefore they've got to listen to God's messages. They can't be bullish about it. They can't go looking for trouble. You go looking for trouble, karmic. You go looking for trouble, you get in trouble coming back to you. Yes, it's true that the Palestinians and the Hezbollah and the others, they hate the Jewish people. There's lots of people that hate Jewish people. There's lots of people that hate Israel. But they don't go look. They don't go attacking them. So definition now for the Passover holiday that we're coming into it. And this week's energies is if you, and this applies now personally to all of us, if you go looking for trouble, you'll get trouble, right? It's a full moon in Scorpio. You go looking for trouble, the Scorpio will bite back. And it's very revengeful. Those of you who know the Scorpio energy there, Scorpios will never, ever, once Scorpios have decided they hate somebody, they will hate them till the day they die. And even beyond the grave, even after the person has died, the Scorpio will always remember that person hurt me. That person damaged my life. That person ruined my life. How many people have been married and divorced and the women or the men, you complain and tell your friends, if that person that I married ruined my life. That's a Scorpio-orientated energy. So any man or woman, you start dating now and you ask them what happened to your life. Oh, my ex-husband, he ruined my life. My ex-wife ruined my life. You know that they are Scorpio-orientated people. Other star signs, whilst it hurts us, we actually move on. Ah, so what? She hurt me. So what? It didn't work out. So what? Some people will let go of it. So what? Let go of it. So what? Right? The so what factor. Or are you a Taurus, Scorpio orientated person? Well, oh, that person hurt me. I'm going to get my revenge. I'm going to fight back. And again, look on the world stage. An example of the Israelis. If the Israelis should just say, okay, it happens, let it slide. Right? They've got to fight back. So you want to go fighting? You go looking for trouble. Everybody else in the world is just watching. We're watching. Now, the other aspect of what I call the Israeli conflict and what's going on now is, because it's Jewish Passover this week, is it's an act of God, really. It's like almost like invisibly God is telling the Israelites, the Israelis, to do something stupid, right? It's a self-destruct button. It's telling them, go on, just make a big bang. Oh, go on, just pop it on a string. It's illogical because everybody else looking at it is thinking, no, don't do it. Just don't. If it was you or me, we would think to ourselves, no, don't go looking for trouble. Well, some people go looking for trouble. Why? Because it's an act of God as well. So that is, again, act of destiny. Happens to be Jewish Passover. Jewish Passover also relates to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was crucified on the Jewish Passover. So it is, Passover is not such a happy holiday. It's a holiday of death and destruction. And anyway, it is what it is. It will be what it will be if you're listening to me in advance. But the most important thing for you and me right now is understanding the planetary configuration that's in the sky. Pluto in Aquarius, since the 21st of January, defines a new phase in life, and that means doing things differently. Whatever you've been doing as a routine from 2008 until 2023 was Pluto in Capricorn. Now, that could have been okay for you, and it was okay for you. But now we're being asked, I want you to do things differently. I want you to just do things differently. It's a phase. It's a trend. It's a fashion. So some people are still carrying on doing things because they haven't found anything new. Some people are still carrying on the way they were doing things, the way they were living, because they haven't found the something new yet. So when is Pluto in Aquarius going to reveal itself? Well, Pluto in Aquarius square the sun in this week. It is now, right now. It's the square, 2 degrees squares Pluto. Act of destiny, the full moon, act of destiny. So hopefully you'll realize now, I want to change. I must change. I'm going to change, but I don't know yet what. Some of you just don't know what yet. The next major change that you'll then realise, when it will be totally revealed to you, to me, to everybody, will indeed be on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of May. And that's because Gemini is an open communicative star sign and it reveals it in real life. Jupiter in Gemini on the 24th of May will reveal it in real life. So by the time we get to the 31st of May, and it's not far off now, it's only 1 month to go, it will have revealed it. Everybody that's not sure at the moment, you're not certain at the moment, you're a bit hesitating at the moment, then the Gemini energies, open communicative energies, making a trine to Pluto in Aquarius, open happiness, it'll be revealed to all of us then. You'll see stages of it happening right now, acts of destiny, eliminating certain things that just are making you unhappy, eliminating things that in the world that is making the world unhappy, and then leading to the happiness phase. The happiness is Gemini. And therefore, the message is you've got to wait. You just got to wait. If you can't see what it is yet, you just got to wait. But one thing is for sure, guaranteed. Sun in Gemini, Mercury in Gemini, we're going to have them. We'll have Jupiter in Gemini, making the three trines to the Pluto and Aquarius with the full moon that we're going to have at the 24th of May, 23rd of May, is a definition of it will come for everyone, and it will be a shock and a surprise all of a sudden, and it'll be a good shock and surprise. But you're leading towards it. That's the key word now. You're leading towards it. For those of you who have struggled financially, then you're going into a zone now where it starts to unfold. It starts to happen. This is the beginning of it to get things moving forward. So no more brakes on. Now the brakes are off, and now we're moving into it. The way that we make money is that we have to be busy. If you're not busy and you're not feeling busy, you're not feeling vibrant, you're not feeling excitable, then you're not going to make money. People who have a dull and boring job, they go, they do the job. Like, I have to say, but it's like working as a student in a fast food restaurant. You're working in the fast food, you go there every day, you do the thing, you French the fries, the French this, you do that, you do the burgers, you do this, you do that, and then you finish the shift. You finish your shift and you go home. Well, you're never going to be rich doing a job like that. It's a fact of life. We all do those types of jobs. We go, we work like a donkey, and then we come home. You're not going to be rich doing that. It's not going to be exciting. You're not going to get excited. You're not going to, I love doing this. If you love doing such a job, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with all of us. But we all have to do it when we're young. We've got no choice. But it's not an enjoyable phase of life. That is the shift of energies we're going to experience now. If you're going to do something, you do it because you enjoy doing it. And when you enjoy doing it, you're then headed for promotion. You're headed for financial increase. When you really enjoy your work, then, of course, people feel it. You know it. You're then ready for management material. People who don't enjoy their work, they know they don't enjoy it. And therefore, that's why they don't get promoted. That's why nobody wants to employ them, because they don't look like the type of people that they enjoy their work. People who enjoy their work put their whole heart and soul into it. So the key for success now is, do you enjoy making money? Do you enjoy the job that you're doing? Do you enjoy it? And if you don't enjoy doing it, you're going to have to make a change. You will be making a change. And the change is initiated now by the full moon in Scorpio on the 24th of April. The next problem that we all have astrologically is a no planet effect. And the next problem that we have now this week is that there are no planets in Gemini, yes. The last month when we had the Aries, we had the planets in Taurus. We had the Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. Now, whilst we've got the Sun this week at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees of Taurus, and therefore Jupiter is at 21 degrees, 22 degrees, that means that Jupiter is ahead. It's still not in Gemini, but it is ahead of the Sun. So we are being led. There is definitely the future. It's in front of us. And because this week is 8 degrees, 9 degrees of Sun in Taurus. And because the Jupiter is at 21 degrees, it should be very, 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 very clear, right? It should be very, 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 emphasize the word very, very clear to you how close it really is. In other words, if you go for a job interview, they tell you there at the interview, you've got the job. Or they tell you a few hours later, you've got the job. It's got to be that impulsive, immediate energy. It's got to be that close. Just like bad comparison, but just like the Israelis, they fire a missile and then it lands in Iran a few hours later. So it's an immediate impulsive reaction. The Iranians will fire back. It's immediate. It's not, oh, I've got to think about it. It's an immediate impulsive. This week with the full moon is immediate impulsive. What you put out, you get back. And therefore, the wise version and the secretive version of this astrology, it's a secret. It's not a big secret. But my advice is, you got to do something to get a reaction. You got to do something. You send an email, you send a message out, you make a phone call and ask somebody and talk to somebody. Then the right people will give you the immediate reaction backwards. You got to do something to get a reaction back. So you got to do something positive. I'd like a job. I want to do something. I want and I desire. That's what Taurus is all about. It's a forceful energy. It's an energy. I've also mentioned now that my favorite drink, Red Bull. Red Bull, you know, I don't know what they put in it. I don't know. I don't want to know. Right? Whatever they put in it, however tired or sleepy you might feel, they say in the afternoon you're going through a bit of a lull and you need a bit of clarity. You need a bit more energy to see things clearly. You have a can of Red Bull, just a small can of Red Bull. Bull, of course, is the Taurus energy. I think it's got taurine in it, whatever taurine is. But Taurus energy, you put some Taurus energy in and oomph, you are wide awake. In fact, it does, it keeps you awake at nighttime as well. The definition of Taurus energy is when you found what you're looking for, it gives you lots of energy. If you haven't found what you're looking for, you've got no energy at all. And therefore, the search this week is for all of us to find what you're looking for. Now, women who are more sensitive, and I use the word men as well, who are sensitive, they have got their eyes open wide this week, and they are looking for They're looking for you. They're looking for me. They're looking for people. They're looking for the right connection. They're looking. And because they're looking, and if you're sensitive to that, they're looking, then you know I am what you're looking for. Those of you looking for a job now, you know that you don't know what the people are thinking. You might not know what the people are thinking. They're desperate to have you. They're desperate to employ you. They're desperate to give you the business. But you've got to now say, I'm available. I'm available. I'm available for business. You're available, they want it, and therefore the attraction is there, therefore it clicks into place. The worst thing in life is when we are doing nothing with our life and we are dead bored. And thankfully, because of a full moon week, it's definitely not going to be a dead boring week this week. And if you have having a dead boring moment, it's because you're not connected to the right people. You're not connected to a definition of Saturn and Mars and Neptune in Pisces. You're not connected to Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus. So you've got to go looking for them. Maybe, I'll say some people are a bit lazy. Maybe it's somebody you already know. Maybe it's somebody totally new. And therefore you've got to go looking for the definition of the excitement. And it should be right in front of your eyes, right in front of you. So find it.